I'm talking once again with Michael Rothenberg, who is part of the Justice for Andy Lopez Coalition, preparing another march today with a somewhat renewed focus. What's it all about this time?
We've received news that Eric Galehouse, the sheriff who killed Andy Lopez, was returned to active duty, and the community is very upset about this. We feel he should be indicted, not returned to work.
And what kind of a response is being planned?
Well, there's going to be several demonstrations going on at 4 o'clock at the City Council of Santa Rosa, outside of the City Council, City Hall, and they'll be in march to the Sheriff's Department.
Is the message any different now?
We're still asking for justice. It's not business as usual. We have this problem where police seem to get away with committing crimes. It's not just here. It seems to be happening all over the country. There's a case now in Marin, another case of police brutality. So we just feel like this has got to stop, and it's International Day of Human Rights. And so in that spirit, there'll be demonstrations all around the world. Where we're talking about Andy Lopez. This is a 13-year-old boy who was gunned down in the street, shot 7 times for carrying a toy gun in broad daylight. Andy was a good kid, and the assumption that he somehow brought this on himself is outrageous.
Are you planning to address the city council as part of this activity?
Actually, there'll be a group showing up at the Board of Supervisors at 2, and then there'll be a group showing up outside of City Hall for the council at 4. All day long, there'll be demonstrations at the City Council, Santa Rosa City Council, and at the Board of Supervisors and in the street.
Michael Rothenberg, thanks very much for talking with us again today on KRCB's Exchange.